The park is working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Florida Department of Health, and others to monitor the COVID-19 pandemic, along with using a phased approach to increase access on a park-by-park basis.
Which will basically bring Loop A of the Fort Pickens campground up to 50% capacity starting on August 10th. Back in March, when we closed the beaches in conjunction with local authorities, we also went ahead and closed the campground entirely, and it has been closed since mid-March.
Brent Everett at Gulf Island says campers are now able to make reservations for the identified sites in Loop A by using recreation.gov. Additional campsites will be available for reservations throughout August and September as conditions allow.
Well, actually, every area of the National Seashore is open right now. Most are operating on their regular operating hours, and for the most part, we've tried to open as many facilities as we can. And when I mean facilities, I'm talking about beach showers and restrooms and those type of facilities.
Available areas include Fort Pickens, Santa Rosa, Naval Live Oaks, Okaloosa, and Perdido Key in Florida. In Mississippi, the Davis Bayou area and Petit Bois, West Petit Bois, Horn and Ship Islands, as well as the Park Services portion of Cat Island are available.
The only thing that remains closed is partially the campground, and again, that'll happen on August 10th, but then our indoor facilities like the Fort Pickens Discovery Center, Visitor Center, thing like that.
Visitor numbers at the park are down overall, says Everett, but things have been picking up the past 2.5 months.
Once we reopened and May came, I haven't looked at our numbers specifically, but this anecdotally, we are very, very busy. We have been seeing a lot of people at the park, locals as well as folks from out of town.
Also adjusting to life with COVID has been the ferry service linking Fort Pickens, Pensacola Beach, and the Port of Pensacola. Everett says the operators of Turtle Runner and Pelican Perch are adapting to the new norm.
They have been operating at 50% capacity, so obviously we're not going to hit the numbers we had hoped to hit this year in our second year of full service, but you know, they're still moving along and they're still seeing good ridership, and it's very promising for the future once we get beyond this pandemic time period.
The key to any and all visits to Gulf Island's National Seashore, says Everett, is a spirit of mutual protection from the virus between staff and visitors, with the latter recreating responsibly.
Visitors may see rangers wearing masks. We do ask people to socially distance from themselves and from employees. And then we do have increased cleaning procedures for those facilities that are open. There are a lot of things behind the scenes that the visitor won't see.
But what you won't see is hardly a state secret. Spokesman Brent Everett calls them engineered changes.
Shifted schedules, modified operations, whether it's staggering schedules or moving people to different offices, separating vehicles. It's mundane administrative type things. It's nothing that the visitor would ever experience. It just helps keep our employees safe.
Details and updates on park operations will continue to be posted at ups.gov/GUIS and on social media. Updates about NPS operations will be posted on NPS.gov/coronavirus. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.